You, I see that. Well, as you know, we have blanked quite a few stumps out of here with mules and chains. What would you say? You know, if you have a stump in the ground and you tie it in there.
I've done that. I've seen that done many times in clearing. Yanked it out or hauled it away.
And if you pull it across the ground, as you're pulling it across, what are you doing to it?
You're hauling it.
Yeah, and sure. it sort of like as I pull this pencil across there, and it's doing something along the ground. What is it doing? You know, it's...
This is made of a track. Mm-hmm. Well, it was whole, but I don't know what else you could say. Furrow, no. Well.
I'm looking for the past tense of drag, okay?
He drug it across. That's what I've heard people say. I don't think I would say he drug it across.
Oh, you
I'd say he hauled it across.
Okay.
He drug it across.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah,
that's the distinction we're looking for.
Yeah, he drug it, but I wouldn't say that.
Okay, great. Well, what do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow. Mm-hmm. Plow furrow. Uh-huh.
Or what kind of things do you do later after you get ready to plant? What do you do in the ground after that?
Turn it over. Mm-hmm. And then you put it in rows. Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know the kind of things that you do if you're on a hill, you know, with plowing? Yeah. How that works?
No, we don't do that. You didn't, and this is not hill country. You'd have to. I've seen pictures of that, but I don't know what to call it.
Okay, after you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Or how? Cut it up.
Any names that you have for harrows? Any different kinds of harrows?
Yeah, let's see. Oh gee, I've forgotten the term. There are several names for harrows.
You ever hear of a spring tooth harrow?
What?
Spring tooth harrow?
No, I don't use that. I don't use that term.
What about a gee whiz?
I don't think so, no. But I wouldn't be surprised. They have descriptive names, I know.
What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit into?
Spokes?
Mm-hmm. And the wheels that, there's a shaft that goes right under the wagons that they fit into. They have it on cars also.
Of course the tongue goes between the two horses on two horse riding, or shafts. Mm-hmm. And
what about the part that holds the two wheels together on the car, you know.
Oh, the axle.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I put axle grease on those many times when I was young.
What do you call the X-shaped frame that you would lay across to chop wood for? You know, for
let's see. Well, of course, a sawhorse is one thing, and then something you'd put an X in and put wood in to saw it is called a cross saw. Cross. Forget.
What would you call the A-shaped frames that you would use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper or something like that, you know?